Close the bathroom door.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace and Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Bryant Cancel. His topic for today is Fight for Your Master's House. I know that this is going to be a good one, but before we bring Brother Cancel on, I'd like to open the line to prayer requests. If you have a request at this time, please press the number 1 on your phone, and when the last 4 digits of your number are called, state the name and need of the individuals for whom you are requesting prayer. It is my request today, as in every day, that you please continue praying for each other. Pray for every single family represented on the call, that God bless us all in ways that we stand in need of. I ask your continued prayer on behalf of our truckers, my husband and his friends in particular, that they all remain safe, respect each other's space, and allow everyone to make it to and from their destinations. And also on behalf of our ministers, thank you. Caller 2542, thank you.
Good morning. This is Sister Janice Graham. I'm requesting prayers for my test results, that everything will be okay. And I'm also praying for my family. Thank you.
Thank you. 6371, state your request.
Yes, good morning. I'm asking prayer for, my name is Mary, and I'm asking prayer for Charles Brown. I'm asking prayer for Candom Clark. I'm asking prayer for the Baker family, the LeGrand family. I'm asking prayers for everybody on the call and for myself with traveling grace, and also everybody else on the road. And I think that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Caller 1340, state your request.
Good morning. This is Carol Walker, asking prayers for my daughter, Sika, as she started her new job on yesterday. She had a rough day this morning, a rough start, still grieving the loss of her husband. Keep her in prayer as she adjusts to her new normal. Thank you.
Thank you. Caller 6635, state your request.
Good morning. This is Sister Brenda from Detroit. In prayer for my family, especially my sons, my son Stephen, who is decided to be an Uber driver, so I pray for his safety, and my son Thonin, as we continue to weather this pandemic. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all so much for your prayer request. We'll now have our words of encouragement, followed by a closing prayer by Brother Bryant Cancel. Brother Cancel, you are on the air.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Sister Danielle, for opening our call. And thank you, everyone, for listening on this early Friday morning. It's about 64 degrees here, so this might be the chill of an early fall here snapping. Over here in Georgia, certainly cooler walking outside. Thank you for listening today on Friday, September the 10th. So our topic today is fight for your master's house. And in our backyard, we actually have some encroachment that's coming into our yard there, and it's bamboo that was planted from one of the neighbors in the subdivision behind ours. It's actually our subdivision, but the bamboo is growing at the edge or at the end of their yard, so it's maybe 100 feet from their house or so. And so if anyone has a panda they'd like to send over here to eat up some of that bamboo, or even if it's a kung fu panda that can chop some of it down, we'll take that. So want to give you just a little bit of chuckle today in the midst of everything we have going on. And today is Friday here in Duluth, Georgia. It's the day that the trash companies come around and pick up the trash, so we're going to try to relieve some trash from you today and help you fight for the master's house. So over in 2 Kings 10, verses 3, it says, look even out the best and meetest your of your master's sons, and set him on his father's throne, and fight for your master's house. Matthew 22 and 32 says, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but God of the living. So when we sing that song, I will hasten to him. Hasten means to move or act with haste, to proceed with haste, to hurry and cling to the Lord, to hasten to a place. And to hasten is to cause to accelerate. Are we accelerating and running to the Lord during these times that we're preparing for to fight for the master's house? And our story we're going to talk about today is when David had to prepare for to fight for the master's house in 1 Samuel chapter 1. And the first verse says, and it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south. And Ziklag had and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire. And had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice, and they wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captives. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And David said to Abiathar the priest, I pray to thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David. So David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall we go after them? Shall I overtake them? And he answered, the Lord answered, said, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. So David, he and 600 men that were with him came to the brook over there in Besor. Were those that were left behind stayed. So some of the men left behind. So David left with 600 men, and 200 men decided to stay behind. So when we're fighting these battles, we think someone's with us, we might look around and be all alone. And in verse 11, it says, and they found an Egyptian in the field and brought him to David and gave him bread, and he did eat, and they made him drink water. So after he drank the water, they gave him a piece of cake of figs and two clusters of raisins. And when he had eaten, his spirit came to him again, for he had eaten no bread nor drunk any water for 3 days and three nights. And David said unto him, to whom belongest thou, and whence art thou? And he said, I'm a young man of Egypt, servant to an Amalekite, and my master left me because 3 days ago I fell sick. We made an invasion upon the south of Cherethites, coast which belongeth to Judah, and upon the south of Caleb, and we burned Ziklag with fire. So David fed the man. They talked about, could the man help David, find these people? And the men absolutely helped David find these individuals that took his wives and wreaked havoc on their community. So David was able to rescue his two wives with God's help, and he decided to divvy up or divide up everything they recovered amongst everyone, including the 200 men that left. So we have to humble ourselves when we're fighting for the Lord. We have to bring him the best every single time. And in Deuteronomy 26 and 10, it says, and now behold, I brought the first fruits of the land, which thou, O Lord, hast given me, and thou shalt set it before the Lord thy God and worship before the Lord thy God. So we're bringing the best fruits. We're bringing all the best of the oil in Numbers 18 and 12, all the best of the oil, all the best of the wine and of the wheat, and the first fruits of them which they shall offer to the Lord, them have I given thee. So when we bring the first fruit, that's not the first fruit we pick. That's actually the best fruit that we pick, that we offer the Lord. So there's a little story here of how a neighbor gave us a first fruit. There were two dogs barking at me one night when I went down to the mailbox. They escaped one of our neighbor's yards down the street. And we know these neighbors. We pass the dogs every day. Our dogs bark at them. They bark at our dogs. But they're in a fence. So one night I was out. I was checking the mail. I'm about 40 feet from the house or so. And so these two dogs approach it, and they're kind of growling at me. The only thing I have in my hand is some mail that I grabbed. I was like, okay, I'm going to smack one of those dogs in the mouth. They try to bite me. So I had my mail ready, and so I'm kind of backing up towards the house. They're walking, getting closer, and I'm just like, all right, you're about to eat some mail. So they didn't bother me. So I go in the house. I'm like, okay, we'll let the neighbors know. So my wife's like, that's all right. I'll walk down and tell them about the dogs out. So she walks out. Kind of walks down, the dogs kind of follow her, and she gets closer to their house down there, and one of them just nips her a little gently, and then the second one just nips her a little gently. Didn't tear any skin or anything, but still they bit her, but no blood, anything to worry about, no hospital visits. So the dogs got back to the house. The next day we saw the neighbor, and the neighbor didn't know that they had nipped Naoko, so when we told her, she said, oh my God, I am so sorry. She went into her house. She said, wait just a minute. I've got something for you. She brought out this pumpkin large enough to feed a family of 8 people. And that was probably the first fruit she had or the first item she had to pick for us. But I think we still got some pumpkin left over, and that was that happened in about 2018. So when you're preparing a meal for your family, look for the best fruit. Spend a little extra time finding those fruits and vegetables to cook for your meal. And if you are ever awarded a dinner with the Lord, you're not going to go to the grocery store or go to your garden and pick the first fruit you see. You're probably going to look around a little bit. You might pick several fruits. Offer him the best. And when we're preparing to fight for the master's house, we need to prepare to be our best so we can fight for the best. In John 17:9, it says, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. Jeremiah 11:14 says, therefore pray not thou for this people, neither lift up a cry or prayer for them, for I will not hear them in the time that they cry unto me for their trouble. So if we're preparing to fight for the master's house, and if the Lord, if we want the Lord to hear us cry, we have to put ourselves in position for him to hear us cry. In Isaiah 37:35, it says, for I will defend this city to save it for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. So the Lord is asking us to help him fight for the master's house. There's many stories I could tell you, and the one I'll leave you with is God is telling us to socially distance during this coronavirus and not get in people's face. You know, I run across people every day that they want to be a 1 feet or 2 feet away from you when they speak to you. So keep your distance. I sent you a mask down there on earth. Why don't you wear your mask? I sent you some vaccines to help you get through this pandemic, so why don't you take them? We have to fight for the master's house, and if we're fighting, we have to be healthy. I want to thank all the caregivers for everything you do out there keeping your family safe. So now we will end there, and we'll have our word of prayer, and next time we'll talk a little bit about some signs that the Lord is sending us. So Father, as we bow in a word of prayer, we ask that you hear our cries, O Lord. You hear our silent prayers. We give you a moment of gratitude today, gratitude, a moment of thanks for just hearing us, and we humbly come to you. We pray for the truckers on the road, for Sister Danielle's husband and friends that are drivers, and the goods and supplies they deliver arrive at their destination safely. We pray for Sister Graham that her test results are favorable, and we also pray for her lovely family. We pray for Sister Mary, who asked us to pray for Brother Charles Brown, Campbell Clark. We pray for the Baker family and the LaGord family. We also pray for Traveling Grace and everyone on the road at this time that she asked us to pray for, that everyone remains safe. We pray for Sister Walker's daughter that got the new job but is also at the same time grieving the loss of her husband, Lord. Touch her, be with her, walk with her. Let us all pray for her that she may be able to just get through from one day to the next. It's just one day at a time, darling, and we are with you in prayer. We pray for Sister Brenda's family as well, her son Stephen, who's now driving for Uber, And anytime you're engaging with the public, Lord, we're at risk for coronavirus, and we ask that he remain safe. And also her son, Thonan, who's trying to weather this pandemic as well. We pray for everyone on this call. As I mentioned, there's some silent prayers out there that may not be asked for, but God knows what's on your heart and in your heart. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice and the ministers on the call. May all your prayers be heard at this time. We also remember the Baker family, the Armstrong family, and Sister Siobhan, who lost her uncle recently. Thank you, Lord, for Grace Nurture. Thank you for our ministries with all of our sister churches of Christ. And I pray that we continue to fight for the Master's house. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.